This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a lot going on this morning. The number of dead in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now passed 11,000. Hope of finding anyone alive is fading fast. Ukraine's President Zelensky popped up in Britain this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is there.
Britain's one of the biggest military backers of Ukraine and has sent the country more than $2.5 billion in weapons and equipment.
China is bristling this morning after President Biden mentioned it several times in his State of the Union address last night, talking about competition. Beijing saying it got smeared. The president also talked last night about how we're doing in the U.S. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in civil war, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
And he says,
we're writing the next chapter in the great American story, a story of progress and resilience.
He also made an appeal to Republicans.
Yes, we disagreed plenty. And yes, there were times when Democrats went alone. But time and again, Democrats and Republicans came together.
Still, there was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Republicans jumped to their feet to object. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And delivering the Republican response, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
His administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
LeBron James has topped Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer after last night's Lakers-Oklahoma City game. The crowd went wild. This is AP News. Now to a scary moment for a military service member.
The Air Force's top enlisted leader says she and her husband are safe after an intruder breached Joint Base Andrews. The base outside Washington says that on Monday, an intruder breached the base and reached the home of the Air Force's Chief Master Sergeant. The Air Base says her husband opened fire on the intruder and security forces arrived to apprehend the person. Chief Master Sergeant Joanne Bass confirms in a statement that an intruder had reached her home, but that she and her husband are okay. Joint Base Andrews is the home to the fleet of blue and white presidential aircraft, including Air Force One. In February 2021, a man got through the military checkpoint onto the installation, then through additional fenced secure areas to gain access to the flight line, and he climbed into a C-40 aircraft. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.